Good Chodesh. The Divrei Torah this evening are Lili Nishmas Peru Bas Avraham HaKohen and Esther Bas Menashe Tzvi. The Shamas should have Aliyah and be Melech Yosher for Kol Tzatzem and Kol Beis Yisrael. The Rashi at the opening of the Parsha brings from Rav Simloy, Dorosh Rav Simloy, K'shem Sheshirotzol Shel Adam Ba'achrona Kach Toroso Nis Parsha Ba'achrona. Just like man was formed last, so also his Torah was explained last. Man was the last thing created in Maaseh Bereishis. So also Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, which is called Torah Sa'odam, the Torah of man, was also explained after the Torah of the Behemah Chayah V'Ofos that were created before him, as per what we read in last week's Parsha, the laws of Kashrus, which pertains to Behemah Chayah and Of, what's kosher, what's not kosher. In previous years, we discussed the obvious question of why should kashrus be called, Tarasa Behema Chaya Va'of, right? They're not the ones who are mitzvah and kashrus, we are. And we discussed that already. We're not going to discuss that tonight. Got a chazer. What we're going to discuss tonight is just the very simple principle that's being put forth here, the structure. If just like Adam was created last, so also his Torah should be explained last, presumably Rav Simloy is saying the principle of Achron Achron Chaviv. Right. Last thing is is the most valuable and is the most cherished and is the ikkar. Right. Now the truth is we have to ask a question: when do we say that? When do we not say that? Hooray! When giving kavod, right? So let's say by an aliyah, right? So you have to give kavod to the kohen, the kiddushto. He gets the first aliyah, right? And the Levi the second, and the Yisrael the third. If achron achron kavod should have been Yisrael Levi and give me a kohen shlishi, but we don't say that. Right, over there, that the one that is holier, the one that's loftier, comes first. Right? And similarly, we find this in Tanakh, like Rashi by the pasuk on the names of the Benos Tzlofchot, Chagla, Noah, Milka. Right? So Rashi says they were listed. The one mentioned first wasn't the one that's oldest; the one that was most chashuv. All right, that's why Chazal tells us sometimes we have Aaron and Moshe, sometimes Moshe and Aaron, to teach you that they're equal. Right? All the idea that the first one is the Iker, and the one that's Tufel, right, is on the lower level, comes second. So when do we say Achron Achron Chaviv? What? Yeah. Right.
When they went to meet Esau.
Right. Although that wasn't, it's true. Also, Achron Achron Chaviv, he was, but over there, it was a little bit different because that was pragmatic. The Achron was not to give honor, was to give protection, right? Yeah. Right. I mean, otherwise, meaning if they wouldn't be threatened by us, we'd probably reverse the order and put Rachel and Yosef first.
Because Rachel is after not recovered.
Right. He's saying to protect them.
No, over there it's not a riot because over there it was to protect them, not to give them honor. Right. Now the truth is, this is the duality. This is the difference between Shabbos and today, Rosh Chodesh. Right. Shabbos is the last day of the week. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, right? Shabbos is the seventh day of the week, and it's the holiest, right? And Rosh Chodesh is the opposite. Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the month, and because it's the first day of the month, that's why it's holy, and that's why there's an element of simcha. So how does it work? When is it going? When Chashivus is from first to last, or just the opposite? Chashivus is from last to first. So Rav Zevin in his sefer La Torah L'Moadim, posits a very simple svara. Right, just because things are in a sequence, just because there's a first, second, third, and fourth, it depends why they are in that sequence. Right? You could have two reasons for having a sequence of first, second, third, and fourth. Right? There could be that something came first because it is the source, and everything else is just derivative from it. So, of course, if that's the reason for the series, because the first was there, literally, because it was there first, and it is the facilitator, and everything else that came after it is simply following it and derived from it, like Hemshech HaDoros, the generations. Right? We don't say Achron Achron Chaviv, and my parents have to honor me. No, I use my parents, but I have to honor them. Right? Because they're the source, they're the makor, and I am derived from them. The same thing goes by leadership, right? The leader is first because we have to follow him, right? So, by whether it's political leadership or spiritual leadership, we follow the Kohen, right? So, of course, in leadership, you know, the most chashuv goes first because we have to follow them. Right, so there's like, you know, things are following because they're tufel, because they're either derived from, like toldot, right, they are, you know, progeny, or alternatively, they're simply following the leader, right? And that sequence, the first is most chashuv. But there's another type of sequence of first, second, third, and fourth, of where I am working towards a goal, right? And that's the bechina of Yom HaShabbos, like we say in the tefillah of Leil Shabbos, Ata kidashes Yom HaShvi'i Shmecha, Tachlis, Maaseh Shamayim Va'aretz. All of Maaseh Shamayim Va'aretz were leading up to that goal. So when it's an issue that the sequence is because you're building up to a goal, of course, the goal is the most chashuv. That's what we're working for. That's what everything is there for. Right? When the sequence is because there is a leader and there are followers, there's a source and there are derivatives, of course, in those two scenarios, the first thing is the most chashuv. The other things are following the first, right? And therefore, tufel to it. Rosh Chodesh, right? The Kedusha of the month comes into the month on the first day. And that's why I buy Rosh Chodesh, like Rosh Hashanah, right? It is the most important day of the year in certain aspects because everything that's going to happen this year follows what happens on Rosh Hashanah. Same thing on Rosh Chodesh. We have one more day to get it right, right? That, you know, everything that's going to happen this month, you know, the bracha that HaKadosh wants to bestow upon us this month, it comes into reality. Its battery is the very first day of the month. And that's why by Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month is the Chashuv, because all the other months are being Nizon. They're getting their power from the Rosh Chodesh. This is the day when the Mazel takes its reign, and the Mazel of the month first, you know, gets set up, and all the other days are just following it. And that's why by Chodesh, right, the first day is the most Chashuv, Rosh Chodesh, and by the week, the last day is the most Chashuv. So I want to, with this, turn my thoughts to Sfiras HaOmer. Right, you know, sequence over here, a series. Right, al pneim shel dvarim. In the simplest way to look at it is that it is sort of like Shabbos. Right, and maybe that's by no coincidence. It's called Sheva Shabbatot, seven. You know, go through seven Shabbosos. Right, because the tachlis is Shavuos, and you see it from the sequence. Right, we're counting up. We're not counting down. It's not a countdown. It is a count up. That, you know, Shavuos is really constructed out of the days of the Omer, and Shavuos is the tachlis of the Omer, like Shabbos is the tachlis of the week. And it's not just, loose philosophy. This is the halachic truth. You know, Shavuos doesn't have a date. There's nowhere in the Torah does it say a date for Shavuos. Right? The only date that the Torah ever said for Shavuos is it's the 50th day. And so back in the old days, when we were Mekadesh al pi Re'iyah, right, the Gemara says openly, Shavuos could, you know, shift every year. Right, sometimes Shavuos could be as early as the fifth day of Sivan, if there would be only one day Rosh Chodesh year, and only one day Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Right, on a year where the Edom came late, so you have a two-day Rosh Chodesh, they come in on Mincha v'Lamala, so let's say you would have had a two-day Rosh Chodesh year and a two-day Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Excuse me, and that scenario comes out on the fifth, I meant to say, right, and vice versa. Right, if you have it, you know, there would just be a one-day Rosh Chodesh each time. It could come out as late as the 7th. By us, it always comes out on the 6th because we're locked in a kavua luach. Right, we're locked into a set calendar by Hillel Messiah. Right, and in our cheshbon, there's always a two-day Rosh Chodesh Iyar and always a one-day Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And that's why by us, it comes out like clockwork every year. You know, Vav Sivan, but it doesn't have to be that way. The Torah never set a date. Right, it is, you know, the 50th day. Now, so there's two interesting halachic issues to that branch out from this. That first and foremost, you know, what could work to our benefit, but it should never happen. Chas v'shalom. Right, let's say we go back to being Mekadesh al pi Re'iyah. Right, but the Sanhedrin that is Mekadesh al pi Re'iyah gets annulled, gets abolished. Right, gets disbanded. Right. As long as you had Pesach, you could still have Shavuos. Because Shavuos is not totally in when Bezin is going to be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh Iyar Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It's the 50th day after Pesach. So seemingly, if you had Pesach, you could still have Shavuos. You just count 50 days later, right? That's one point to think about, right? Another thing is, you know, the mystery that the Poskim are baffled by, why there is even such a thing, right, as Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos. Right? We don't care. It is insignificant when the Beis Din was Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We don't need to know. We don't need to know when was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, when was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. You need to find out when was Pesach, and you could do every Jew worldwide. They could just find out when was Pesach. They could do the Cheshbon for themselves. And that's why the poskim are baffled. So they don't understand why there is a second day Shavuos, because back in the old days, it was a real suffix. Many countries around Eretz Yisrael probably didn't keep 2 days Shavuos, because they just did the Cheshbon themselves. And it remains a mystery in the poskim why we keep 2 days Shavuos in Chutz Laaretz. And seemingly it's a type of low plug. But the point that I want to get back to is that it is not as simple as I just said. Right, because seemingly a Shavuos is a product of the Sphira, and it's the Tachas of Sphira, so like Shavuos is to the Omer, like Shabbos is to the days of the week. Right, but there is something else. We mention something backwards. We say La Omer. Why are we looking back? We should be saying says toward Shavuos, right? And we're counting back. Right, because the truth is that the Omer is also totally in Pesach, right? Now it is Mimacharas HaShabbos. That is the date of the Omer. The day after Pesach is when the Omer starts, and this is reflected in the counting. We're also looking back. It's been such and such days since we brought the Korban HaOmer, looking back towards Pesach. Right? Because the truth is like this, Shavuos and Pesach are both not in the count, even though the count is linking the two of them. Because now Shavuos is not in the count, because Shavuos is the goal. The goal is bigger, right, than the buildup. It is the whole that is greater than the sum of the parts. Right? It's the tachlis. It's not the 50th day, as if it'll be just one more of the series. It is the whole that's constructed out of all the numbers, which explains the reason for what we have al pi mesarav parsha baal peh, not to count the day of Shavuos itself. Count up to it, but not it, because it itself is bigger than the set. It's the whole that's the bigger than the sum of the parts. But Pesach is that way also. The first day of Pesach, which is the date that the Torah set, set the date of the Omer relative, Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after. And Pesach itself not being a part of it. Right? Because the truth is, as the Chiddush HaRim says, the days of the Omer have power and spiritual value on both ends. It draws power from Pesach, right? Because what gives us the power now to count up to Shavuos? If not all the power that we got on Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the battery that empowers the Omer to be special days where we have special siyata d'shmaya to purify ourselves, like we say, letareinu lekadshenu, because we have yotzei from Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu purified us from the tumah of Mitzrayim, that energized us that we could draw in on that power, use that battery and spiritual reserves to start purifying ourselves. So in a certain way, the Omer is drawing power from Pesach. So and Pesach is like Rosh Chodesh, and the days of the Omer are like the rest of the days, and that's reflected in saying La Omer, right? That is where we got our power from the day after Pesach, right? After God purified us with Pesach. But it's also building up to, right, Shavuos, and Shavuos also being out of the count because it's the whole that's built out of the sum of the parts, right? So Omer has both. In the words of the Chiddush HaRim, with this we can understand a cryptic saying, Chiddush HaRim told Chassidim, he says, Pesach, Omer, Shavuos is klal ufrat uklal. Right? Right? Like the Midah of the Torah, klal ufrat uklal. Right? That we got a general power for all the days of the Omer from Pesach. Right? And then during the Omer, day by day, we're working on detailed Midahs, detailed applications of the power that we got on from Pesach. But then you come to Shavuos, and that's the sum total of all these efforts. So the days of the Omer are very special, that they are, on the one hand, drawing Pesach from power from Pesach, like the days of the month draw power from Rosh Chodesh, and it's also leading to build up, right, Shavuos, the grand Tachlis, like the days of the week build up to make Shabbos, right? And we'll just end up with one more quick thought, that Shabbos also has this duality. Right, even though Shabbos, in the simplest understanding, is Tachlis Nashon, it's the final end, it's the Achron Chaviv, like man was created last, it's the Tachlis of everything. But says Rav Simcha Bunim of Parshishcha on the famous Gemara, right, that says, Umo Yishro Shtei Shabbos Miyad Yunigon, if we just keep two Shabbatot, we'd be redeemed. He wants to why the number two? Why not three? Or why not just one? So he says like this, Rav Simcha Bunim, really, one good Shabbos is enough. Right? Right? One child, good child's enough. But you got to have a good week, right? Shabbos is produced out of the week. You got to have a good spiritual week to produce, at the end of it, a good spiritual Shabbos. How are you going to have a good spiritual week? You got to draw on the power of the Shabbos before. So really what Chazal meant by Shtetl didn't mean just one Shabbos and then a few months later another Shabbos. They didn't mean that. They meant Shabbos that energizes the week, and because the week will draw koch from the Shabbos that you just had, so that's why the week will be good and produce the big, big Shabbos, right? The ultimate Shabbos with the koch of having such a good Shabbos will get our goals from Herobi Amenu.